Team Canada defeated Team Finland 3-2 in overtime on Saturday, August 20, to win the rescheduled World Junior Championship, WJC. The atmosphere inside Rogers Place in Edmonton finally reached a level organizers had wished for as more than 13,000, mostly Canadian, fans witnessed an exciting gold medal game that ended the event on a high note. Here are some observations from the tournament. Game-saving stop Mason McTavish was a force the entire tournament. The captain for Team Canada led the event in scoring, 8 goals and 9 assists in 7 games played, was used in all situations, brought a combination of power and finesses to the dance, showed off a backdoor one-timer on the power play and showed off his hand-eye coordination when he knocked down a chipped puck by Finland that was destined for the open net in overtime. The save is arguably one of the most remarkable highlights in the history of this event. McTavish is destined for full-time duty in Anaheim this fall. He's National Hockey League, NHL, ready. Sustaining momentum, the Buffalo Sabres have to be pleased with the play of their first-round pick, Jiří Kulik. Kulik was the most valuable player, MVP, at the U18 World Championship in Germany in the spring and carried his momentum into this event. He contributed 2 goals and 6 assists in Edmonton, with his 3-point effort in eliminating Team USA standing out. Kulik is showing he is more than just a shooter. He pursued the play with more tenacity and worked much more consistently in all 3 zones. He's definitely trending up for the Sabres. Future number 1 for the Wild. The Minnesota Wild have an outstanding goalie prospect in their pipeline. Their first-round pick in 2021, 20th overall, Jesper Wallstedt, from Sweden, has the potential to be an elite number 1 NHL goalie. He was the most valuable goalie, MVG, in the tournament. He posted a goals against average of 1.62 and save percentage of 0.940. Wallstedt is 6'3", 214 pounds. He takes up a ton of net, but he's also plenty athletic. He tracks laterally very well and rarely gets outside his posts. Team Sweden lacked offensive punch at this event. Otherwise, they might have had a chance to play for gold. Their bronze medal was won on the back of Wallstedt. Ridley Gregg, Canada, Ottawa Senators, 28th overall, 2020, WJC stats. 5 games played, 3 goals, 3 assists, 6 points. There is always risk in loaning top prospects to events like the World Juniors. In the case of Ridley Gregg, the Ottawa Senators must be excited about his tournament. He played with his usual grease and determination and contributed offense. However, Gregg suffered what appears to be a shoulder injury and missed the back end of the tournament. Let's hope it's nothing serious. He looks like a prospect who is on the verge of opening eyes at NHL camp. Logan Stankoven, Canada, Dallas Stars, 47th overall, 2021, WJC stats. 7 games played, 4 goals, 6 assists, 10 points. I couldn't help but notice Stankoven every time he hit the ice. He's an electric, highly skilled, uber-competitive forward who is very difficult to defend. Logan has the ability and ice awareness to exploit seams and get pucks to the net quickly in traffic. I'm not the least bit concerned about his size, 5'8", 170 pounds. In my opinion, he has the potential to bring a bit of Johnny Gaudreau and Braden Point to the Dallas Stars organization. Alan Zellweger, Canada, Anaheim Ducks, 34th overall, 2021, WJC stats. 7 games played, 2 goals, 9 assists, 11 points. Time will tell. But Zellweger looks like a player who should have been selected higher than he was in 2021. I had undervalued him in the past. His element is clearly his mobility and vision in the offensive zone. Zellweger sees the ice. He makes plays. I was more concerned about his play off the puck and in the defensive zone. He's not big, 5'9", 175 pounds, but he's quick to take away space and outthink opponents in the defensive zone. He's a transitional defender that has the potential to run an NHL power play in the future as more of a distributor than a shooter. Joshua Roy, Canada, Montreal Canadiens, 150th overall, 2021, WJC stats. 7 games played, 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points. Every player has his own development path. It takes some longer than others to reach their pro potential. Roy scored 51 goals and had 68 assists for 119 points for Sherbrooke in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey, QMJHL, league last season. His offense has gone to another level. What impressed me most at this event was his hard area game. As the first forward on the scene, he did a nice job of bumping opponents off the puck along the boards. He also showed more willingness to get to the crease and look for tips and second chances. He will never be described as a power forward, but the Canadians have to be excited about the potential Roy displayed. Jan Misek, Czechia, Montreal Canadiens, 48th overall, 2020, WJC stats. 7 games played, 5 goals, 4 assists, 9 points. Misek was voted an all-star at this event and certainly earned the recognition. When he first arrived in North America, I saw a player that was more of an opportunist than a play driver. His stats at the Ontario Hockey League level playing for Hamilton last season, 61 GP 34 G 30A 64 PTS, are those of a goal scorer more than a playmaker. He showed more willingness to get his nose dirty in Edmonton and seemed to be involved from shift to shift. If his detail and drive continue to trend positively, he has a chance, in time, to provide the Habs with some secondary NHL scoring. Emil Andre, Sweden, Philadelphia Flyers, 54th overall, 2020, WJC stats. 7 games played, 4 goals, 4 assists, 8 points. Andre was the captain for Sweden. He displayed the highest level of compete and overall involvement that I have witnessed from him over several years of viewings. In the past, he took risks offensively but didn't play with enough detail in all three zones. He's a transitional defender that has matured. Andre still contributes offensively. He's mostly a distributor on the power play, but he did get more pucks to the net at this tournament and actually scored from range through traffic. His tenacity down low in his zone didn't go unnoticed. If he ends up being an average NHL defender for the Flyers, the rest of his game brings more value. Simon Edvinsson, Sweden, Detroit Red Wings, 6th overall, 2021, WJC stats. 6 games played, 1 goal, 1 assist, 2 points. Edvinsson is a hulking 6'6", 207-pound defender. He projects to be a two-way D at the NHL level. He skates very well for his stature and can lead the rush on occasion. He sees his options and makes sound puck plays. I thought he could have been used more at this tournament. This kid is going to have a long career in Detroit. He complements a partner who is more of a risk-taker. There's also some growl to his game. He takes away space effectively and gaps up physical Matthew Nyes, USA, Toronto Maple Leafs, 57th overall, 2021, WJC stats. 5 games played, no goals, 3 assists, 3 points. I'm on record describing Nyes as exactly the kind of player the Maple Leafs need in their lineup. His power game is an important element. He has the ability to disrupt opponents along the wall in their zone, and he's a load to handle around the crease. Having said that, I felt his tournament was average plus by his standard. He did extend some plays and station himself around the crease on the power play, but overall he struggled to get quality looks and get enough pucks to the net. Joel Mata, Finland, Edmonton Oilers, 222nd overall, 2022, WJC stats. 7 games played, 3 goals, 1 assist, 4 points. Sometimes at these events a player catches my eye and elevates his play compared to past viewings. Mata was one of those players. He's a big body forward who plays a power-style game, but doesn't have a history of producing much offensively. He plays for National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, Vermont in Hockey East and had only 3 goals and 3 assists last season. In this tournament he was consistently involved and played a power game. His skating and agility are not NHL standard at this stage, but he has time. At best he is likely a depth pro who might wear down opponents but gets credit for the way he played in Edmonton. Jonathan Lekkerimäki, Sweden, Vancouver Canucks, 15th overall, 2022, WJC stats. 7 games played, no goals, 3 assists, 3 points. The journey to the NHL will be interesting to watch for Lekkerimäki. At the U18 Worlds in the spring he scored 5 goals in 5 games. He was a bit of an opportunist on the power play, but there was no denying he has an elite release and nose for the net. At this tournament, Sweden needed more from him, and he didn't produce. The team looked like they lost trust in his game. His three-zone effort and detail needs to improve significantly. He's a goal scorer with some cheat in his game. This wasn't his best tournament. I expect he will be much improved when we see him next in Halifax and Moncton in December. Brad Lambert, Finland, Winnipeg Jets, 30th overall, 2022, WJC stats, 5 games played, 1 goal, no assists, 1 point. Lambert's goal versus Latvia early in the tournament came on the power play. Not only did he not score again, he ended up in the press box for the last 2 games Finland played. The player needs a reset. He needs to regain his confidence. This event did nothing to help with his process. It sounds like Lambert is heading to Seattle of the Western Hockey League, WHL. The Thunderbirds have a solid team returning in 2022-2023. The opportunity to play an important role in Seattle provides a chance for Lambert to re-establish his game and find his element, offensively. Topi Niemelä, Finland, Toronto Maple Leafs, 64th overall, 2020, WJC stats, 7 games played, no goals, 6 assists, 6 points. Niemelä was nothing short of a workhorse for the Finns. He was used in all situations. On the power play he distributed very well. His ability to see the ice and make seam plays speaks to his hockey IQ and vision. Defensively he battled and came up with some key shot blocks along the way. In the Finns' 1-0 win versus Sweden in the semifinals, Niemelä blocked a shot in the dying seconds to preserve the victory. It should be noted that it has taken time for his offense to arrive. Several years back he looked like an undersized defender who was satisfied with getting to pucks first and moving them up ice without taking any risk. Fast forward to today and Niemelä looks capable of taking up a spot on one of the power play units for the Leafs, given time. Roope Järvenpää, Finland, Ottawa Senators, 33rd overall, 2020, WJC stats. 7 games played, 4 goals, 5 assists, 9 points. The Senators' pipeline is flush with several talented players who are tracking positively, and Järvenpää is definitely one of those prospects. There was a time he relied only on his skill and ability to create off the rush. His overall game has improved without taking away from his offense. Järvenpää will never been described as a match-up or shut-down forward, but he is showing he is willing to make the effort required in all three zones. At 6'2", 185 pounds, he also brings size with his skill. Joakim Kemmel, Finland, Nashville Predators, 17th overall, 2022, WJC stats. 7 games played, 4 goals, 8 assists, 12 points. Kemmel was voted to the tournament All-Star team. Like Jiří Kulik from Czechia, he carried over his play from the U18 Worlds in May. Kemmel played with his usual enthusiasm and showed off his lethal one-timer from his weak side on the power play. I especially appreciated his willingness to work in the trenches and track back more responsibly. The Preds have a solid prospect on their hands in Kemmel. Connor Bedard, Canada, Regina Pats, WHL 2023 draft eligible, WJC stats. 7 games played, 4 goals, 4 assists, 8 points. Bedard's journey towards being the potential number 1 pick in Nashville next June began nicely at this tournament. The World Juniors is not an easy event for young players like Bedard to play to their identity. There were times he tried to do too much and exposed some pucks in the middle of the ice. He also lost his man in coverage on occasion in the defensive zone. Overall, however, there is no denying his impact offensively. He wasn't the most dynamic player on Team Canada, but he did see time on the power play and showed off his deceptive release. Averaging over a point per game, PPG, at this event is a nice way to start the year.